Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez held talks with his Syrian counterpart Bashar al-Assad as part of an ongoing international tour. The two sides also stressed their opposition to foreign intervention in the Middle East and South America. They also emphasized the need to carry on with efforts to regain control of occupied lands.
Our struggle in South America and the Arab struggle for regaining occupied lands are similar. Our cause is to fight hegemony and occupation. I wish to receive from President Assad an invitation to visit the Golan Heights after their liberation.
Venezuela has become more vocal in recent years against Israel and cut ties with it in 2009 over the war it waged on the Gaza Strip. President Assad underscored the need for strong economic ties between developing countries in the face of the global economic crisis. The two sides signed 6 new agreements to expand cooperation in the fields of investment, trade, air and sea transportation, and anti-drug trafficking efforts.
There are perfect conditions for relations between the Middle East and South America. We have signed cooperation agreements in tourism and economy, as well as olive exports to Venezuela.
Venezuela also agreed to work with Syria on plans to build an oil refinery in Homs Governorate, capable of processing 140,000 barrels of crude a day. Analysts assert the importance of cooperation between the two countries, considering it as the cornerstone for further cooperation between the Middle East and South America.
The visit will cement bilateral ties. The two countries have similar views on many issues. These views are all the same regarding the Middle East and South America.
Before traveling to the Middle East, Chavez visited Russia, Belarus, and Ukraine. He is due to travel next to Libya and Portugal. This is the third visit of President Chavez to Syria since 2006, a sign of warm relation between the two countries. And with new agreements signed on this visit, mutual economic and political cooperation are sure to be given a boost. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.